الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just some way of keeping notes or taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be love or loving for the sake of Allah. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read a few hadith, or saying from the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon him. And then I'm going to give some lessons, some stated lessons from these particular hadith. There may be other lessons associated with it, but I'm going to pull out one or two lessons pertaining to the particular hadith that I said. Matter of fact, you all could probably come up. You've been in my class for a while, and maybe even the new students may be able to pull lessons for yourself from what you hear from the authentic hadith that I read or say from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. You may yourself pull from your own self. Well, this is what I got from this. This is what I understood and what he was saying. So let's go with the first one. Love for the sake of Allah. And that is basically summary. It means Allah will reward those who love each other for his sake on the day of resurrection or the day of judgment. It was related by Abu Huraira, reported that Allah's messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, as saying, verily, Allah will say on the day of resurrection, where are those who have mutual love for my glorious sake? Today I should shelter them in my shade, when there is no other shade but the shade of mine. And so let's get into that for a moment. Basically, a quick lesson from that is that you love one another for the sake of Allah. And before I get into even a more explanation, when you talk about on the shade, when there be no other shade, there's going to come a day where the only shade is going to be available will be the shade of Allah. Person that frequents himself and going to the masjid, they will be under shade. A person, for example, that reads Quran and have tears from reading Quran, cry when they read it, either out of love or fear from what they're reading, then they would be under a shade. And then there is basically a few other people that be under shade would be under no other shade. And so Allah is saying here, when you love him for the sake of Allah, that he will shade you on a day would be no shade or no protection, if you will, on that particular day. Basic explanation of this particular hadith is that this hadith speaks about the importance of loving one another for the sake of Allah. On the day of resurrection, Allah will ask, where are those who have mutual love for his glorious sake? And he will shelter them in his shade when there will be no other shade but his own. This hadith is teaching us that we shall always strive to love one another and be kind to each other. even if it is difficulty at times, because this is what pleases Allah, and He will reward us with a special place in paradise on the day of judgment. We shall also remember that our actions are being watched by Allah, and we must always strive to do good deeds so that we can be rewarded in paradise. So there's a lot here, a lot to capture here. You can read this particular hadith again. Matter of fact, you can listen to the episode again and maybe get even more from what I just mentioned to you pertaining to the particular hadith that I read to you when it talks about, verily Allah shall say on the day of resurrection, where are those who have mutual love for my glorious sake? Today I shall shelter them in a shade when there is no other shade but the shade of mine. And so let's go to the next one. In this particular hadith, it talks about the love of Allah for those who love Him. So really a basic summary here is Allah loves those who love to meet Him and hates those who hate to meet Him. So this particular hadith, it talks about the Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings upon him, said, whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him. So let me get into this a little bit. Now, a quick lesson is to have a strong desire and longing for meeting with your Lord. An explanation of this hadith is, this hadith is about the love of Allah for those who love Him. It is narrated by Ubadah ibn As-Samit, or the son of As-Samit, that the Messenger of Allah, peace upon him, said, whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. And whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates to meet him. This hadith teaching us that if we have a strong desire and longing for meeting with our Lord, then we will also have a strong desire. I'm sorry. And then He will also have a strong desire and longing for meeting us. On the other hand, if we do not have or are afraid of meeting with our Lord, then He too will not be pleased with us. Therefore, it is important that we always strive towards having a positive attitude towards meeting our Creator in order to gain His pleasure. And so hopefully you all got from that some of the things I mentioned to you pertaining to it. In the summary, people will be surrounded by the people that they love. Everyone will be with those whom he loves. And so I want you all to keep that in mind in this particular, pertaining to this particular hadith that I read to you when we're talking about having a strong desire and longing for meeting with your Lord. And you don't have that now, may Allah help you to develop that attitude towards, I do want to meet my Lord. I want to meet my Lord in a good way, in a positive way, and that I'm pleased with Him and He is pleased with me. And that I'm not angry with Allah and Allah is not angry with me. So this is really important that we love for the sake of Allah. Like I say again, listen to this particular episode again. If I'm going too fast for you, or you want to really digest what I'm saying, then listen to the episode again. It's very, very important for you in this world and in the next world. And so let's go to the next one. When it talks about everyone will be with those whom he loves. And I had read it to you earlier, but I'm gonna read it to you again, and with more of an explanation. It was narrated by Abdullah The prophet, may peace be upon him, said, everyone will be with those whom he loves. A quick lesson from this: choose your friends wisely and strive for good company and relationship. An explanation of this is that this hadith is about companionship and being surrounded by those we love. It was narrated by Abdullah, who heard it from the message from the Prophet Muhammad, and peace be upon him. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that everyone will be with those whom they love. This means that if someone loves a certain group of people or a certain type of lifestyle, then they will be surrounded by the same people or live in the same lifestyle. This hadith encouraged us to choose our friends and associates wisely, because we will ultimately end up with them in the end. It also teaches us to strive for good company and relationships, as these are what we shall surrounded by ourselves in this life and in the next life. So strive to be around good people. Strive to be around people that fear Allah, that love Allah, so that in this world, so that in the next world, you also be around those people who strive to love Allah, as they help you to embrace Allah even more. And matter of fact, they may even help you and correct you when you're doing something wrong and you're going away from the love of Allah. And they pull you back, because you're supposed to love for your brother what you love for yourself. This is extremely important that we do so. Surround us by human beings that are good people, strive to be good people, and that are kind people, strive to be kind people. And those are the people that encourage you to be good and to be kind and to love Allah. Those are the people you want to be around, not the ones going to take you in the opposite direction. Those are not the people that you particularly want to be around. And so let me go to the next one, when it talks about love and companionship. And I believe this will be close to my last one. And that is, everyone will be with those whom they love. It's also narrated by Abdullah, son of Mas'ud. A man came to the Messenger of Allah and said, O Allah's Messenger, may peace and blessings be upon you, what do you say about a man who loves some people but cannot catch up with their good deeds? The Messenger of Allah, peace upon him, said, everyone will be with those whom he loves. So also a quick lesson from this, similar to the lesson I just gave to you earlier. We're talking about showing love and kindness towards other people. This hadith speaks to the power of love and companionship. It suggests that we draw to those who we love, and that our relationships with them can have a lasting impact on our lives. The hadith also implies that if we want to be surrounded by good people, then it is important for us to show love and kindness towards them. By doing so, we can create an environment where everyone feels accepted and appreciated, which in turn will lead to more positive interactions between people. Ultimately, this hadith encourages us to prioritize relationship based on mutual respect and understanding in order to create a better world for ourselves and others around us. Again, the hadith talk is mentioned, everyone will be with those whom we love. So my beautiful students, please, I beg of you, love for the sake of Allah, do good deeds, be kind, surround yourself with those who are good and those who are kind and those who are showing good and those who are showing kindness. And then, and have that mutual respect and understanding in order to create a better world for ourselves and others around us. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.